All right, go ahead and turn to Joshua, the book of Joshua. So the last couple of months, here and there, I've done messages on a couple of different characters, on David, Daniel, and Noah. And each of these were examples that we could follow. And today I want to look at a little bit of at Joshua's life, as he is also an example that we can follow. And the reason that we can follow each of these men's examples is because they were men who followed God. They were following after what God wanted for them. In David's example, just a little bit of a recap for us, we see how he trusted God to be his shield, sustainer, defender, and savior. In the life of Daniel, we see that Daniel, he was a man who was willing to follow God even when it meant death for him. And then in Noah's example, he was a man who walked with God. He was obedient in following God's plan, and he was also a preacher of righteousness. Now, each of these men, they had failures in their life, but we see that they didn't live in that failure. They didn't fail and were done. They continued on. They went past that failure, repented, got right with God, and they continued and finished their course. Today, I want us just to look briefly into the life of Joshua. We see that in the last chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses, he passes off the scene. And then, the first chapter of Joshua, God is setting his new leader in place, which is Joshua. And one of the reasons I think, or really the main reason, God used Joshua to be the leader of Israel after Moses passed off the scene was because Joshua was a man who was faithful. He was always by Moses' side. He was Moses' minister and servant. He's referred to that several times throughout Exodus and Deuteronomy. We see that Joshua, he was a minister to Moses. But today, I want us to look a little bit at his example, what he left us, that we can find in the book of Joshua. I want us to see today that Joshua, he was a man that was obedient. He was an obedient to what God had for him. So we're going to just begin in verse 1 of chapter 1 of Joshua. It says, "Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee in all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. I pray, Lord, that you would just help me now. I pray, Lord, that you would be honored and glorified in all that's done and said here this morning. We'll trust you for that. We love you in your name. Amen. So here, verses 1 through 9, God is telling Joshua what he wants Joshua to do. He's giving him a mission. He says, go into the land, take it. Everything that I told Moses and commanded him to do, that's on you now. You're the leader of Israel. I want you to go in and take the land. And Joshua's reaction in verse 10 shows us he was an obedient man. He obeyed God. Verse 10, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. He was obedient. God said, do this. Joshua said, okay. And immediately he commanded his men to start preparing to go into the land, to go into the land and conquer it, just like God wanted him to. Joshua's example of an obedient servant is an example that we should follow. We should each be obedient servants to Christ. Christians that are truly obedient, they will not have their eyes focused on how closely they can get to the world, but rather how closely they can get to the Lord. In one of my classes at school, I remember my teacher was explaining how kids like to push the limits. And he drew, I think it was like 3 boxes on the whiteboard. And he says, when they're at this age, you try to keep them in this little box here. You know, you don't want them touching things, especially glass, because it's going to break. But they're always going to be going all the way to the edge of that box, trying to break through into the next box. But you try to hold them back until, you know, they're old enough to be able to handle that next box, if you will. But they're always trying to push the limit, always trying to go through. You know, we as Christians like to do that. We like to push the limits, try to get as close to the world as we can. But when we're obedient and our eyes are focused on Christ, we're not going to be looking at that line, seeing how close we can get to it. We're going to stay in the center of that box and seek what God wants for us. We're going to keep our eyes focused on Him. We're not going to be, you know, always like, well, you know, the Bible isn't very clear on this, so maybe I can just take a couple steps over like this over here, close to the world, and oh, I'm still in the box, so we're okay. No, the Christian who lives on the fringe is a Christian who really isn't trying to serve God, trying to be both sides of it, trying to, you know, please himself, and also, oh, well, I'm doing stuff for God, so I'm not totally gone. I'm a Christian that, you know, I'm a pretty good Christian. I'm not doing everything that the world does. An obedient Christian is going to be that Christian that's going to keep their eyes focused on God and trying to be getting closer to Him all the time. We see throughout the book of Joshua that Joshua, he is referred to as a servant. He's referred to as the servant of the Lord. And that also reminds me of the greatest example that we have of all. Our example, our ultimate example, is Christ. He was a servant. We can turn to Philippians chapter 2. Turn to Philippians chapter 2. Very familiar passage to us. Verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with man, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. Christ was a servant. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Equal with God. Is it verse 6 there? Is that what you're... Sorry, my eyes read that incorrectly. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And then further down, I can't find it now. I might have that passage. Well, anyways, what I want us to see here is that Christ, he was a servant. Oh, he was an obedient servant down in verse 8 there. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Christ, he was a servant, but he also wanted to do the will of his Father. He was obedient even to the death of the cross, as that passage says. We need to follow that example and be obedient servants of Christ. Also, in Joshua chapter 5, verse 14, just a few of the references here. And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, "Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy." And Joshua did so. It reminds me also what God said to Moses at the burning bush. He said, "Whereon thou standest is holy." But here, Joshua, he is the servant of the Lord. And then Joshua 24. It says, "And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died being 110 years old." But here, again, referred to as the servant of the Lord. He was a man that was known as the servant of the Lord. Also, Judges 2 and verse 8, "And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died being 110 years old." We see Joshua, he was an obedient servant. But not only was he an obedient servant, he was a faithful man. He was a faithful man. Turn to Exodus chapter 24. Here Joshua is with Moses, at Moses' side. Verse 13 of Exodus 24, "And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua. And Moses went up into the Mount of God." Here we see Joshua is by Moses' side. When Moses went up to the Mount of God, Joshua is there with him. Exodus chapter 33 and verse 11. "And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle." A lot of times we think of Moses, he was the man who talked with God face to face, as a man does with his friend, as the Bible says. But a lot of times we look over the fact that Joshua was there, and he saw that. And when Moses went back out, Joshua, he stayed. We don't know why he stayed. We don't know if God talked to him after Moses left. We don't know. But we do know that Joshua, he stayed in the tabernacle there when Moses went out. And Joshua, as a young man, he stayed by Moses' side. He was faithful in being Moses' minister. And because Joshua was a faithful man and allowed himself to be used, God chose him to be the next leader of Israel and to lead Israel into the promised land. A few other examples that we have of faithful men and women is found in Hebrews chapter 11. It gives us a whole list of people there. And the writer of Hebrews goes on to say, it would be too much time to continue on, tell of all of these people who are faithful. But some of the people that are mentioned are Abel, and we find him in Genesis chapter 4, Enoch in Genesis chapter 5, Noah in Genesis chapter 6, Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, Isaac in Genesis chapter 27, Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, we find Joseph in Genesis chapter 39, Moses in Exodus chapter 3, we find Rahab In Exodus chapter 6, Judges chapter 6, we find Gideon, and we find Samson in Judges chapter 16, and then David and Samuel in 1 and 2 Samuel. We find these men and women who were faithful, and that we can look at their lives and also be able to pull things from their life that we can follow, because each of these people followed God. They were men and women of faith. Joshua, in Joshua chapter 24, is at the end of his life. And what did he say? He's talking to Israel, and he's telling them, hey, you have a choice to make. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He was faithful all the way to the end. He was a man that was not willing to back down. He was a man who was obedient, a man who was faithful, and also a man of courage. Turn to Joshua chapter 10. Joshua was a man of courage. Look at verse 24. And this is the chapter, I believe, where they had captured the five kings. You know, the five kings, they hid in a cave, and one of Joshua's men found out about it. Joshua commanded him to go put stones over the cave, the mouth of the cave, and set guards there and watched it. They went, defeated their armies. Joshua, now he comes back, and he's going to deal with these five kings. Verse 24, and it came to pass when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said unto the captains of the men of war which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. Why could Joshua say that? Anybody? That's right, because God already told him, hey, I'm going to go before you and fight your battles. I've given this to you. And Joshua, he was obedient in doing that. And as he was obedient, he saw God work. And because he was trusting in God, he could be very strong and he could be very courageous. Joshua was a man of courage because he knew that God was with him and that God was going to be before him fighting the battles. When we rely on God, we can also have that same courage. Now, we don't necessarily need the courage to be going into a real battle, a spiritual battle, yes, but not a battle necessarily with cannons and tanks, all that sort of thing. We don't have to have that type of courage on the battlefield, but we can have that same courage to go talk to someone about the Lord, or maybe have the courage to be different from everyone else, be a peculiar people. That does take courage, especially when everyone around you is going one direction and you're going the opposite. It takes courage to continue to serve the Lord in those situations. But we can rely on God because He has promised to be with us. Isaiah chapter 41. Verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. We don't need to fear because God is going to be with us. If you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, you have no reason to fear. God will go before you, and He will help you. He will strengthen you. We have no reason to fear. We can be very strong and very courageous as we walk this Christian life. God has already given us the victory. We can find that in Revelation. You know, when we pass off this earth, we have a home in heaven. If God comes back before then, we still have a home in heaven, and He is going to bring in His kingdom at the end of the world, as Revelation talks about. We have no reason to be afraid. We have every reason to have courage and to continue forward for Christ. Joshua, he was a man who was obedient. He was faithful. He was also a man of courage. Joshua was also a man who had failure in his life. We see in Joshua chapter 9, if you'd turn there, look at verse 1. And it came to pass, when all the kings which were on this side Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys, and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittite and the Amorite and the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite heard thereof, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did work willily, however you want to pronounce that word, and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses, and wine bottles, old and rent and bound up, and old shoes, and clouted upon their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua unto the camp at Gilgal, and said unto him, and to the men of Israel, We be come from a far country. Now therefore make ye a league with us. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, Peradventure ye dwell among us. How shall we make a league with you? And they said unto Joshua, We are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, Who are ye, and from whence come ye? And they said unto him, From a very far country thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God, for we have heard the fame of him, and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan, to Sihon king of Heshbon, and to Og king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Wherefore our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake to us, saying, Take victuals with you for the journey, and go to meet them, and say unto them, We are your servants. Therefore now make ye a league with us. This is our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses on the day we came forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry, and it is moldy. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they be rent. And these our garments and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. And the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swear unto them. Verse 14. And the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. This was Joshua's failure here. He allowed these men from Gibeon to come in and to trick him. He never once asked God about making peace with these men, about making a league with them, not to kill them. You know, if he had went and sought counsel of the Lord, God would have revealed to Joshua that these men were not who they said they were. But Joshua, his failure was not asking God for direction before making this covenant with the Gibeonites. But even though Joshua failed, he did not continue in that failure or let that failure determine the rest of his life. He continued to move forward, and he continued to allow God to use him. He didn't make that same mistake again. And we see at the end of Joshua's life, he was not a man who lived his life as a failure. He got to the end of his life, and he was a man who was a finisher. What we can learn from Joshua's failure is that failure is not final. One of my teachers at school, he would always say, failure is not final. Quitting is. And that's true also in the Christian's life. If we fail, we can live in that failure. But that's not God's plan for our life. When we ask God to forgive us and we repent, God will pick us back up and He will help us to continue and to finish. Failure is not final. Quitting is. So Joshua, even though he failed, he continued on. The last thing I want us to see is that he was a finisher. Joshua chapter 24. Look at verse 29. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in the Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gash. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. Joshua was a man, he finished his life serving the Lord and leaving behind a legacy that even the people, as they remembered Joshua and remembered how he served the Lord and remembered what God had done for them, they continued, even after Joshua's death, they continued to serve the Lord. It was because Joshua was faithful to the end. Joshua was a finisher. In chapter 11 of Joshua, verse 15, you don't have to turn there, I'll read it. It says, "As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses." Joshua, he finished the tasks that were required of him. Through Joshua's life, we see he was a man that finished everything that he was given to do. When he finished his life on this earth, he was found to be a faithful man of God. And we should each want to be at the end of our life and be able to say, as Paul did in 2 Timothy 4:7, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course." Let's turn over there and just read that real quick. 2 Timothy 4:7. Paul said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." As we each continue down our life's path, when we get to the end, we need to be able to say that we have fought a good fight. We have finished the course that God has given us. And we need to be able to say that we were able to keep the faith. Not because it was in our strength, but because God gave us the strength to do it. Joshua was a man who fought a good fight, and he finished his course and kept the faith. We must be obedient servants, faithful in doing the tasks that God has given us, and then be courageous in all aspects of our Christian life. And we can do this by relying completely on God. And as we continue down our life's path, we will fail. But we must be able to move past those failures, asking God to forgive us, and then continuing on to finish our course well. Joshua is an example that we can learn from, and we can be able to follow his example, not because he was a great man in and of himself, but because he was a man that followed God. That's what I want to leave you guys with today. Is, hey, we can be Christians that can finish our course well by looking at the example of Joshua, by being obedient, faithful, courageous, and by being finishers of everything that God has given us to do. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time. Pray, Lord, that you would have your blessing on it. I pray, Lord, that you'd be honored and glorified by everything that was said. We'll trust you for that. I pray, Lord, for the morning service, that everything would go according to your will, and that as well. We'll trust you for that. We love you in your name. Amen.